Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome. We'll be taking callers after the half hour, 646-716-9663. I'm excited. I have a very interesting guest tonight. Welcome, Peter Jam. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Peter, tell us about yourself and tell us about your spiritual path.
I'm an Armenian and Lebanese artist and activist, and also singer and music composer, and also I'm writing a book now. I don't consider myself an author yet, maybe after I release my spiritual intellectual book. It has been now over 5 years that I'm touring around the world. With my project titled as Positive Method Through the Power of Music, Art, and Speech. So I do motivational speech, and at the same time I write music and I perform and artwork and whatever we can do to inspire others. And the recent campaign that I'm doing, it's called Peace Starts With You and Me, My Friend, the Universal Peace Tour.
Well, that sounds like you have a very full life. Can you tell me, someplace in your website where I was reading, it says you strive to inspire. And how do you think people need to be inspired these days?
Yes, that's very interesting and very important question, because inspiring people these days has been a little bit difficult, because as much as there is like negative media and what's going on around the world and whatever, I guess the only thing that we can do, which is really a fact that we can practically inspire others, is by leadership, by example. And that's why I start with myself, and sometimes I want to be inspiring people without even talking something. Like they can just see my actions and what I'm doing, and they will get inspired. And sometimes it can be with little smile. It can be little when we lend a hand to somebody, or we are there to help, or we come up with a creative idea somewhere somehow that I always think about it and talk about it, creativity, and that's what I talked also last week in the UN headquarters here in New York, in the International Day of Youth. So mostly being an example and not just talking to people, and at the same time trying to awaken the creativity in them, and this is the real not only inspiration, also motivation to people that they need on a daily basis, as we need, also everybody needs this, like the food that we need, like the water that we need on a daily basis, the sleep that we need. We need this motivation, this inspiration, and we can just start with ourselves, and then we will see that how we are spreading from ourselves to our surroundings.
Well, many, many people have said that when they listen to music done by a specific musician, that the vibrations or the music reaches to their soul. Now, tell me, what instrument do you play, Peter?
My main instrument is guitars, like electric guitar or acoustic guitar, different kind of guitars. But I can tell you that I play different instruments. Like band instruments, like piano, drums, different instruments also. But my performance is usually with a piano or guitar. What you were mentioning is something really, really important.
That certain people feel that music touches their soul, and
yes,
certain pieces of music or certain musicians, no matter what they play, that
exactly,
there is such a vibration that this person carries that
yes,
it changes their vibration. And
yes,
and you feel to me like someone like that, who whatever you instrument you play, that you've changed the vibration of the people in the audience. And how does that feel? You know, there's that moment before you get on stage and the audience feels one way, and then there's that moment after you start playing where you feel the connection happen. How does that feel to you when the audience starts changing their vibration like that?
First of all, I got to tell you that my first album's name is Vibrations, and I was concentrating on what kind of vibrations the music brings. And I studied about it a lot because I'm also a music teacher. And I know that I have lots of stories practically that through my career as music teacher, I have come with like inspiring stories. And I can tell you an example if you like. But
I would like you to.
Yes. Well, I can tell you that before years, that when I was as a guitar teacher, technician, and a music teacher in a music store in Beirut, I was teaching there mostly guitar back then. But there was this guy. He was like a teenager, like 16, 15 years old guy. He had some kind of psychological issue that the psychologist suggested his parents to put him in kind of a music school so that he can study some music, believing that music will relax him. So he was studying the recorder, the flute, you know. So one day the flute teacher wasn't there, and my boss was telling me, like, you know, I know that you play a lot of instruments. Maybe you can teach him today. And I said, like, who's the student? He said, it's the kid in the music room. So I entered the music room. This guy was full of fear. He was full of anger. And he had this kind of like deep issues, and as if he doesn't want to play, but he wants to play. And through this session, I was talking with him, and I can just tell you that after a week or two from this, he wanted to play guitar, and I was teaching him guitar. And after 6 months, he stopped playing guitar. And after like 2 years, sometime I was walking on the street, I was going very fast for a private student in a house, and I see a group of guys. And one of the guys in the group, he was just waving me, and I come like, how do you know me? And he said, like, I'm Fadi. He said, well, who's Fadi? He said, you know, I used to teach me guitar 6 months. And he was, like, extraordinary social person. He was, like, perfect with his friends. And I was, like, looking at him. He said, like, man, you look really cool. You're really joking and everything. And he looked at me and said, you changed my life. And I said, I didn't change your life. Music changes. Keep on playing. Keep on listening, whatever you want. And it was really inspiring for me, this story, because it practically happened, and without planning, unexpectedly, because we were like just trying to use the music. That's why in my project title is Positive Message Through the Power of Music, Art and Speech. So I believe in the power of music, because in the music it has extraordinary powers that practical, like as a medicine, they are using even in the hospitals. And other than that, we know that sometimes I make some jokes and I say that if I go to gym and I'm hearing some music that I don't really like, I can't even go on carrying like 5 kilos, but if the music that I like, I can carry even 40 kilos, you know, because music is giving me this energy. So in the with the power of music, we can what I'm doing now in my songs, trying to get into people that they are kind of maybe sick of hearing the same speeches and the same talk. So through the easy coming of the music, I'm trying to put my lyrics also and the message. And even if some people, they are not getting all the lyrics, they are like feeling the energy inside the music. So through this power of the music to reach out to all human beings. Plus, I can tell you also about my dogs. I used to play for them, and they were like, anytime I'm playing music, they are very relaxed and they are really cool. So I have lots of stories about the power of music.
Peter, where can we find you on the web?
Well, there is my website as my name, peterjam.com.
Can we purchase music on your website?
Yes, definitely. There is the link of iTunes and CD Baby and all the links. Also for my videos and newspaper articles, biography, lots of stuff in my website. People can just go on www.peterjam.com. They can purchase my music. They can even, if they want to be part of my mission around the world, what I'm doing, my tours and all, it's all relying on like individual or collective donations or any ideas of sponsorship or collaboration, cooperation. I always say that I'm just this one hand which is ready to clap. So if the other hand comes, we clap louder. If it doesn't come, I'm still clapping with my hand alone, you know. So so anybody who wants to be part of anything, through buying my music or donating or not even if they don't want to be spending money, they want to be having new ideas to share with me, whatever, I will be always happy to hear and happy to receive and deeply appreciate whatever I get.
Peter, you know, lived in many different countries, and many times I didn't understand the language, but it seems like I always understood the music. Music seems to go beyond language, and different things happen to people. Some people, it makes them dream, fantasize. Some people cry. Some people feel good. How can music just affect so many different areas of a person's being?
Yes. Well, I guess as I was telling about music, music has this amazing power, let's say, so that it can go directly to the feelings of the person and their mind. Because sometimes the music will take us to memories, maybe good memories, maybe sad memories, maybe we cry, maybe we feel happy. Sometimes I feel like a little melody, I start smiling or laughing by myself. So it has this extraordinary power that it can get us to our past, or it can get us to our future. And at the same time, it can let us enjoy the moment that we are living. So that is usually the dance music. Whenever you hear, you feel like dancing, which is enjoying the moment, cherishing the moment. So I guess how much we talk about music, it's more wide and more deep than the words can just express, because there are lots of stories. There were even an article I was reading that somebody was putting music next to a plant, and how the plant is growing or not growing, it was depending on the vibrations of the music, if it was on tune or not in tune. So it's all important that we are, and usually as of being a music teacher, I say there is no bad music. There is a styles and taste, But at the same time, there is something which is in tune or out of tune. Out of tune, which is noise. Any kind of sound which is noise, it is music, but out of tune. So once it is in tune, it is music. Any style, from like heaviest hard rock or metal or whatever, to the very lightest music or commercial music or whatever, any kind of music. And here I will mention about the cultural thing that I carry by myself as of being an Armenian or Lebanese, and having this different cultural background. And I try to explain here in the States that it's totally different, the Armenian background or history or culture, than the Lebanese or than the Turkish or than the Iranian or Iraqi or whatever. It's like some people think that Middle East is all one, and there is only one culture. But it is totally different cultures. And talking about music, I have in my new album two Arabic songs, which is Lebanese for Lebanon, and two Armenian songs, which are very old Armenian songs. I renewed them. And if we talk about music and the musical scales here, there are like totally different musical scales that is being used. And it comes from deep the history of these people that they were living, and they were carrying with themselves this culture, which is like music is a big part of the culture. So here we talk about the Arabic music, which is like mostly in the Lebanese music, but the Armenian music is totally different, which is more Indo-European, which is something more unique inside of it. But in my album, I was trying to even mix, to take this Armenian scale and play some kind of rock with it, or some kind of light blues something with some Arabic solo scale solo, and it, I'm trying to mix the cultures. And it was giving me this diversity, this beautiful rainbow, new creation that is truly beautiful. How we can go express ourselves and show people about the deepness of music, which can be expressed through this cultural diversity that I'm trying to put inside the song. And even though there are some songs that are lyrics are not English, you can still feel the energy and you can feel the beat. And you will, and lots of people in my concert said, just sing an Armenian song. And I think they don't maybe get even one word, but they were like really feeling it. And the same happens for lots of like Armenians in the diaspora. They listen lots of Greek music, even though they don't understand Greek, and the Greek music is different than the Armenian, but they really enjoy it and they can dance on it. There is something that inspires them to listen Greek. So I mean, there are different music and musical instruments that I used also in my album, but each one is like a different feeling that can give to somebody, and some feelings that you haven't ever felt before. So I guess the deepness of music and the preciousness of music, and some people say I can't imagine myself without music. Some people wake up with music and sleep with music, and you know, but for me, music is something that I use to express myself. Whatever I'm sad, whatever I'm happy, whatever I have some kind of a cause or mission or whatever. And it had been a way that getting to more people as an activist with the power of the music.
Okay, so that's Peter Jam at peterjam.com. Peter,
yes.
There is something that I call a genetic signature. Like you're talking about, Armenian songs have a genetic signature, and Armenians like the Greek because somehow that signature harmonizes with it. When you bring those signatures together, two different signatures, five signatures in one piece, you're bringing the consciousness of people to higher levels and a deeper understanding of other people around them. you know, the whole idea concept now of genetic consciousness is
yes.
is really leading edge. And you seem like you've been doing this already for years.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
so it's important. One of the
yeah.
things I do is I'm a healer. And I find that people will heal to all different types of music. I don't have one album, one person that I play for people when they're having a healing. It seems like that people will heal to polkas, to classical. People will heal to Native American. And
yep.
it's really, really interesting to notice that healing happens full spectrum across the board with any type of music. Do you have any comment about that?
Well, in my personal experience that through the years that I'm traveling all around the world and trying to, and lots of people, they tell me, like, you're carrying with you your band or your band members. And I was telling them, no, I'm traveling mostly alone, but that doesn't mean that I'm only playing with my guitar and that's it. That's not so much joy. It brings me happiness, but the real joy is through sharing. I say in my book, Purpose of Life is to be happy, but happiness will turn joy if we share. Because sharing is caring, and caring is compassion, and compassion is true source of love. So once we are talking about all of this cycle, we will concentrate on the word sharing. Like once we have this happiness and we are sharing to bring the joy, the higher self happiness, which is joy. So now the same thing, we're talking about music. I'm playing by myself. I'm really happy. But once I start playing with my friend Matt, that just played with me before an hour on a live broadcast show, we together, it was like something sharing together the same music. It was something really gives deep feeling that, and other than that, the quality of the music and the sound of the music, it will be like polyphonic, you know. So the thing is, what I do, different countries I go, I merge with music with different musicians from there, and I collect them. Or some musicians, they get inspired. They tell me like, we want to play with you, or they say like, we can book you in this club or pub or this festival, and maybe we can play with you. Say sure. And many times I just play with musicians that are just on the stage. I don't know them. When I was in Daytona Beach, for instance, there was this Kids Rock the Nation show, which was they were doing it for the kids that they get like free musical education and so on. So I was trying to support them. So I went to this show that they were doing in Daytona Beach, and I just grabbed the guitar from there and I started jamming and playing with the different musicians. And lots of people after the show, they were telling me like, oh, how long you practiced with them? But I said, like, no, we were talking with music on the stage. We were just looking at each other and we were playing together. We were sharing this thing together. So the same thing I wanted to do in my album, Universality, the new album that people can get it on peterjam.com, also on iTunes. It's the Universality album, which has in different songs, I put different instruments which with different people from different cultural backgrounds or countries, they played with it. So maybe around 7 tracks I've recorded in Germany with this great German drummer. And there is this Armenian duduk instrument that they used also in Hollywood in many. It's a very sad instrument. It's a spiritual instrument, duduk, dates back 4,000 years. So, again, this Armenian very talented artist over there, she recorded with me. And other than that, in Lebanon, I put some Arabic instruments. And in the States here, I record with American artists. So different countries, different stuff. And even in my Armenian song, I put this Russian balalaika in it. Like, there is, like, numerous things. In one of the songs, I put the clarinet, the Western clarinet with the Armenian duduk duet together playing. And it gives this extraordinary quality to the music. And it's been years that before I entered this amazing instrument, duduk, that I was just talking about, in my music, we were mostly, I had a band which was mostly like a typical rock band, which was only guitars and drums, and that's it. So I had very nice melodies, and people were telling me that you should put other instruments. The moment that I entered the duduk in my songs, which was from my past album, Vibrations, the song Catherine, that later on I did also a video, a music video in Germany. Once I put the duduk in the song Catherine, it gave totally a different view for the song. It just took it from one genre to a different other genre. So now people, when they ask me what genre you have, what kind of songs you have, I said, like, I have, like, different styles. I can't just put my songs in one genre. But I can say it can be some kind of easy listening music or rock music with some world music, and also with the message and with the cultural diversity in the music all together mixed, so that it can be a new creation. So most important thing for me is now to merge with different musicians. And in a matter of fact, I can tell you right now that we are planning a new project for the International Day of Peace in New York, that I'm going next week to LA for a few months, for a few weeks, and then coming back for the International Day of Peace in New York. And there are some musicians that are joining me from Orlando and other musicians from New York. And we are having this dream of gathering together and singing and playing different instruments from different cultural backgrounds, from different states or countries, gathering all in New York, in the streets, some places, and playing this new song that I just wrote and I was recording in Orlando. So I'm really looking forward for this project. That it's really, the idea itself is inspiring for me. So that it's gonna be my totally new song, played with all these musicians that maybe more than half of them, I don't know them. But
very magical that people can get on stage, no matter what instrument they have, that they know the language and the connection of music. We're coming up on the half hour now, so we'll be taking our commercial break. PeterJam.com.
Thanks.
You're listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. Once again, Star Fuentes.
Well, welcome back. Our phone number is 646-716-9663. Give us a call and we'll answer your question. Peter Jam from PeterJam.com, an activist, a musician, a magic maker, jamming with people all over the world, singing all over the world. So tell me about the activist part. Tell me, you speak about how you want to bring all these musicians together, and tell me about being an activist. How is that for you?
I guess I can tell you a very interesting story about being an activist.
I'd like to hear it.
Yes, especially that in my biography it says that I was born in the 80s in Beirut, which was till 91 we had this civil war, and I was in this midst of this worst civil war I was born. But I can tell you something more than it's not in my biography, actually. I can tell you that my grandfather, which has my exact my name as Peter Jambazian, my full name, so he was born in the Armenian genocide, which was the first genocide of the past century, that we were just having the centennial on April 24th. So he was born and he was a survivor from that genocide, which was more than 1.5 million people who've been murdered. And my father was born in Jerusalem in 1946, and he was only 2 years old when he survived whatever was happening in when they were forming the State of Israel over there. And back me in the 80s, in the Lebanese Civil War, I was born there and I was a little kid, and I remember all these rockets and all this violence around me, and also the hunger and all this like terrible life situations and that as a little kid I experienced. And through these three generations being survivors, when I was through my experiences in life also, I stepped up in a way someday that I want to stand up and do something for this. This will not continue like this. I mean, I'm not married, I don't have a kid, but who knows, someday, somehow, I don't want my kids to be also experiencing this. So I have to stand up, and not only for myself and for my kids, but also making an awareness and bringing people all together that it's all our responsibility to stand up against all kinds of violence and all kinds of wars, so that I believe that someday, somehow, in the collective consciousness of the people and the power of the people of gathering all together, we will be able to stop all these things, that terrible things that's happening in Middle East or elsewhere. For me, Middle East or Africa or United States or anywhere is the same. In a matter of fact, in the April 24th, I was, for the centennial of the Armenian Genocide, I was in Istanbul. You know, Turks are blamed to the responsible for the Armenian Genocide. But I was in Istanbul, and I was having a speech over there for the people that people are one. We shouldn't have any hatred to each other. Well, we used to live 600 years together, Armenians and Turks and Kurds, but then there was this genocide, and it was from the Turkish government back then, and the Turkish government right now is not recognizing it yet. And we know about politics and everything, we're not going to go there, but at the same time, when there is awareness with the people, and people when they are together, and with the power of the people, we know that our rights are one under human rights. Because I believe that peace is just a dream if we are not active to it, if we are just wishing. Peace will be reality when we are active. How we are active? We are active on any kind of right, which is serving the human rights. It can be even animal rights. It can be women's rights, children's rights, or nature's rights, or any kind of rights. Because through rights, we're going to go to justice that. Because justice is the door to true and permanent peace. So if we want peace, we can just start with ourselves. In my song, my peace song that I sang over 40 countries around the world and 18 countries in Europe, that I did a video that people can watch it on my website, peterjam.com, and also on YouTube when they just write my name, Peter Jam, they will see Europe Peace Tour. The song is called If You Want. And if I say, if you want love, you will get love. If you want peace, you will get peace. If you want hope. And then I say, you have to keep the faith to get what you need. So if you want peace, love, and hope, you have to keep the faith. But then I will debate myself. And I say, like, what if somebody doesn't have faith? He or she or whoever he or she is, again, deserves to get the peace and love and hope. Because they are urgent things. They are part of our life as living, because loving is living, right? So at the same time, I was trying to say that let's make faith practical. How we can make faith practical, which is keep the faith and act with will, because actions are louder than words. When there's a will, there's a way. So once we are keeping the faith, it just if the faith is for myself, whatever I'm believing in or how I'm believing in, but once we are active and we have the will to do some kind of activism, it can be just with a little Facebook post. I mean, people shouldn't be like Peter going 40 countries around the world and risking things. Or Peter can't be Starfuentes, and Starfuentes can't be, I don't know. I mean, everybody, I can tell, like, big names like Mahatma Gandhi is not Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King is not John Lennon. But every one of them brought some kind of change to the world, some transformation that we are inspired by them, and we are coming to this complete transformation for the coming generation. So we have this responsibility. When I was doing this speech in the UNESCO Palace, I was talking about over 1,200 students. I was telling that we have to be active on a daily basis. We just need like a couple of seconds just to post something positive. It shouldn't have to be only for peace. It can be for anything which is reflecting something positive. And let's say if each one of us is doing this, it's like we are doing a huge change. And last week in my speech also in the UN headquarters in New York, I was telling that I'm just like a little candlelight. I can, if I light others, I will not lose my light. My light will not go dim. And at the same time, if I light others, and then the others will light others, and then we will see that we are lighting up the world. I was using recently the word brighten up. Brighten up the world. How we can brighten up? I mean, if we want to brighten up, we just need a little click. We just need, and I want to be that little click. I want to start with myself. I want to wear this T-shirt that says, "He starts with you and me, my friend." I want to draw something on my car which expresses something positive. You know, I have an old car back in Lebanon, and I used to draw on it, peace and love and the different kind of stuff. And sometimes when the driving is very crazy in Lebanon, and as much as I'm peaceful and I like to reflect the positive energy to others, sometimes I get nervous, you know, because it's really crazy driving. But suddenly in my nervousness or upset thing, I'm stopping on a red line, and I look, there is a little kid on the next car smiling at my face because she or he is seeing on my car this drawing, this cute peace drawings or love drawings, and she's smiling. And I was like, from this smile, it's just reflecting back on me this karma, saying me, like, cool down, you know, it doesn't worth it. You shouldn't be nervous, you know. So sometimes when we just plant the seeds of unconditional love, we will get it in no time. We're not going to decide that. And my past grandpa used to say that we just do good things and throw it inside the sea. Because if the sea and the waves doesn't bring you back, there is some fishes over there. You will feed the fishes. You will do good things. Maybe those fishes also will feed a hungry family. So it's just this cycle will return back, even though if it's not for me, but for the good of other people that are in need, maybe more than me. But in a world that of business, we are just like, everything is under condition. I do this to you, you do this to me, which is not bad. But at the same time, there is something unconditional, which is in my book. I say, if giving causes you happiness, if taking causes you happiness, there is joy in giving. There is joy in giving. This is the unconditional giving, that we are just wanting to experience this joy without thinking what we're going to get in back in return, which is in this material world that we are living, is a little bit hard and becoming even impossible. But I can tell people that there's nothing impossible. Everything is possible if we want. Again, going back to my song, if we want, if we have the will, there is a way. So once we want, we will find. And if something is rare, it doesn't mean that there isn't. I tell to people when they say that, oh, maybe there isn't, it's very rare or whatever, I tell people that you will not find a precious diamond just everywhere. They have their special places. Beautiful things and precious things are rare, but there is. And wherever they are, their beauty will reflect on people. And just this reflection of positivity will be contagious. it comes to all people together. So in the back of the line, for me, it's very important the creative activism, which is based on every human being is an artist. So if you are not an artist as a painter or a musician you can't draw a beautiful painting or write an inspiring song, you can create healthy relationship or happy friendship or peace or love or anything positive you can create, because we are creative beings. We have this higher self of us, which is based on creativity. The little part of the creator within us that we can create. So I guess if people concentrate on their creativity, they will be inspired by themselves. Sometimes I inspire to get inspired. Many times I say, you have to inspire to get inspired. So it's a cycle of inspiring. So I can tell you a very little story about this, that once I did my Euro Pistol video and I toured to 18 countries, then I spread to 40 countries, and then I got a certificate as Ambassador for Peace from UN and Ambassador for Human Rights, everything. One day I was at home, and in my fan page, I see a message from some guys that they were sending me a video link. I thought that it was just a joke. And I didn't even read in detail. But later on, after like a few hours, when I got back home, I was on my computer. I said, let me read this. Let me click on this link, see what video it is. Once I saw the video, I was like feeling this deep euphoria, this joy, because these college guys, they were gathering together. I don't know them. I haven't seen them all in my life. But they have seen my Euro Pistol video, which is on my website, peterjam.com. It's like 18 countries. I'm singing my Euro Pistol song, if you want, the peace song. So when they watched this, they got inspired, and they made a video in their house when they are playing different instruments and they are singing this song. And one of the guys was rapping in it and saying that, "Yo, Peter Jam, you are inspiring us every day. Every time we're listening to this song and watching this video, we're getting inspired. We're getting motivated for peace projects and to be active in peace." This was something like I was dedicated my life for, because I know that we are living in this life in a limited time period. We have this time period that we are living, like every human being, 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, 100 years, and then we're leaving this planet. But at the same time, what are we leaving at the back? So once we are leaving this kind of a positive touch, even when we leave, we're going to be still alive. That's how the legends are always alive. Legends never die, because they always leave that positive stamp behind their back, that they are always alive, and we always get inspired by them. If they are physically alive or not physically alive, they are spiritually alive every time in all this life frame that we are living on all the complete planet. And one little story that I would like to share also in my Euro Pistol video that I did, it was just the idea of conceive, believe, achieve. Some people will think that maybe I had the money and whatever, think that traveling is only made by money. But I can tell them, no. Maybe money, you need money. You need something like, you need to have a little budget. But you're not going to go just on the road without anything at all. But at the same time, if we go on, we can go on very little budget that I did. I had very, very little budget. I had a very little camera. And my dream was to go to two, three countries in Europe to shoot a video to myself. And hosting my friends was hosting me because I don't have money for hotels. But then I came up that it's the core of my tours to be next to people, that people can host me and I can share with them and learn from them at the same time. So from the three countries in Europe, I ended up 18 countries because the people were inspired. They wanted to do this video also in their cities. So this is how I did. And at the end of my tour, when I was in Budapest, I had only a few hours in Budapest. I was just leaving to Vienna to sleep the night. I meet this guy in the metro, and I was telling him, like, where is that cool place so that I can do the video of myself singing my peace song, that I'm a Lebanese Armenian artist, and I'm coming from this war zone country, but I believe in peace, and I believe that we all together must stand for peace. And he said, like, I can come with you, I can help you out. And after hearing the song and after we did the video, he was so inspired. Said, like, I'm not going to the university today. I'm going to stay with you, and we can hang out till you go to your trip. So I spent the day with him, and that wasn't enough. After, like, a few days, I got an email from him saying that he just started his project inside his university. And that was something really inspiring for me, that how I was this little candlelight coming from Lebanon to Budapest, which is a very peaceful country in Europe, and awakening this seed of being next to each other, being responsible. All the people, when they are responsible, that they are part of the happiness or sadness of other people, especially the indigenous people, the helpless, we are doing what the world needs. So I guess that was one of the other inspiring stories that I came through. And till now, I try to keep in touch with any people that I inspired them, because by inspiring them and reading their letters or whatever, I get totally very highly inspired to do, like, these extraordinary things that I don't even dream of doing. And I always believe in the quote of dream, believe, achieve, or conceive, believe, achieve. So practically it happened with me and few times.
We are talking to Peter Jam. Please visit his website at peterjam.com. See his YouTubes and support him as he travels the world, gathering all the vibrations, genetic signatures, so that we can all exist as one on this planet. And
hey, Star.
Mark, do we have a call?
Yes. Yes, we do. Hold on.
Great.
Hey, Stig, you're on.
Hey, Star, how are you, sweetheart?
I'm a little bit feisty, sweetie. How are things there in New York?
They're okay. Whenever I can get to hear your voice, it's a treat, so I wanted to say hello.
Okay, speak up, baby. What's your question?
Anything you want to tell me.
What?
Anything you think I should hear.
I want you to remember that the world is a stage. And the only person that is on that stage is you and everyone else. You are the audience. You are the performer. They are the performers. And you are the audience. It is a circle of give and take until it becomes a circle of share. When you share with your audience, you are a success. Thank you, Stig.
Thank you, sweetheart. I love you.
And there, Peter, one of our New York people. He's an actor and a comedian. And I know that several New York people will be listening. And there you are. Where are you going to play in New York City?
Well, I guess I'm leaving New York on Friday. So I'm kind of end up my trip for New York for this month. But I'm coming back next month for the project that I'm doing. I'm going to DC a few days now, and then I guess mid next week I fly to LA and tour the West Coast for a few weeks, and hopefully we'll be back for a few days or a week in mid-September.
Well, thank you for being with us tonight, Peter. PeterJam.com. And I
thank
want
you.
To remind you people to visit my website at StarFuentes.com. participate in my website by looking at some of the articles, by browsing my store, and by looking to the different things I have to say and do there. All right. Thank you for being with us tonight, Peter.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I just wanted to share one little note. I came up with projects as Imagine, Inspire, and Embrace. I just want to make a call to people that we must be always willing to imagine. We must be always willing to dream. If we want to achieve something positive, we have to start with the thoughts. Because thoughts and words and actions are connected with each other, and everything starts with our thoughts. Once we imagine, once we dream, once we conceive positivity, our words and actions will become reflecting that. So I say imagine and then inspire, because once we are imagining and conceiving or dreaming positive things, we're going to inspire others by the actions of this thought. And then we have to embrace all. So once we start to imagine and then inspire, then embrace all people, and the power of the people and the collective consciousness and creativity of the people will empower the upcoming generation and encourage upcoming generation and enhance and inspire for a better future and a better humanity and better planet. Thank you.
Thank you, and good evening.
On behalf of Spiritual Connections Radio, thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlivening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, visit her website at www.starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660.